www.vectusradio.com.
I'm at the Isle of Wight Society for the Blind's garden party in Newport, and I'm talking to Miriam Tong, the Chief Executive. Now, you're a fairly recent addition to the Isle of Wight Society for the Blind, aren't you?
I am indeed. I only joined in April of this year, so I'm still on a big learning curve, and thoroughly enjoyed having the opportunity today to meet some of the volunteers I hadn't yet met.
So the garden party was a celebration for the volunteers?
Absolutely. We are so lucky that we've got over 85 volunteers who regularly help us with a whole range of services and activities, everything from fundraising, acting as sighted guides for our clients' activities, helping on reception, and of course our beautiful dress agency, Dress for Less, situated in Newport. So we have a myriad of volunteers who carry out a whole range of things, all for the benefit of our clients with visual impairment across the island.
That's interesting. That Dress for Less, that's where you can go and buy or and sell clothing, but some of the money goes to the society.
Absolutely, yes. It's a very upmarket boutique-style shop, specialising in occasion wear, bridal wear, garden parties. If ever you've got a special occasion, Dress for Less is the perfect place to go to find the right outfit. And not only are we likely to be able to sell you the outfit, but if you've been to a garden party and have bought a fabulously expensive outfit and now don't know what to do with it, you could take it into Dress for Less and sell it and share 50% of the proceeds with the charity and enjoy 50% of the proceeds to take back home again.
That sounds like a really good idea. The other thing that always comes to mind when we talk about the Isle of Wight Society for the Blind is, of course, the talking newspaper.
Yes, and this, of course, is the longest established service for clients. It's been running for more than 40 years and is still one of our most popular services that are enjoyed by a huge number of people. We send out hundreds of copies of the talking news each week on memory pens, and even some of our clients who've lived on the island for many years and even now retired with their families to the mainland still enjoy keeping up with island news. So it's very important to enable people to feel part of the community.
Well, that's excellent news. It's been going for so long. Are you always looking for more volunteers?
Yes, of course. By virtue of being a volunteer, whilst we value hugely any commitment that volunteers can give us, and indeed we're fortunate that many of our volunteers have been with us for a great number of years, there are always occasions when we need more volunteers. And at the moment we're doing a big client consultation exercise to try and identify what are the services that our clients would most like, and of course we expect that there will be many new ideas that are put forward, services that we don't currently offer but we would like to be able to offer. So whatever your skill, your time, your talent, we would certainly be able to make really good use of that for the benefit of people with visual impairment across the island.
So if people wanted to volunteer, how could they find out more and get in touch?
Well, they can simply give us a ring on 01983 522205, or they can send us an email to inquiries@iwsb.org.uk, or just look at our website where there's lots more information, and that's www.iwsb.org.uk.
That's great. Let's hope we get loads more volunteers. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
www.vectusradio.com.